Well, do you make any distinction between a quilt and a comforter?
Yes. It's, quilts are generally made in smaller blocks, and then they're quilted with a comforter tacked.
I see. Any difference in the material? Not in the size of the pieces?
Well, it's generally comforter made out of a heavy material, and it's full of wool, heavier. If you buy a quilt made out of thin material, calico again.
Now, used to be y'all, people didn't have as big of houses as they've got anymore, and relatives used to come and visit all the time, and you'd usually put the kids down on a bed on the floor. What'd you call that?
Well, they generally used to have what you call trundle beds. Push them underneath the other bed.
But if you
use them on the pallet and put them on the floor.
That's it. That's what I wanted. If you had a porch, say, old houses used to have these, particularly farmhouses, reach from one side of the house to the other outside. What would you say? It rims
full length of the house.
Full length of the house. Anything that stretched from one side of a room to the other, or maybe from one side of the barn to the other, or one end of the barn to the other, you'd say it goes
full length.
Full length. There are various kinds of soil that you probably know about since you were a farmer. Did you have a special name for the real rich black soil?
Oh, topsoil, huh?
Any other name for it? If the topsoil was particularly rich and black.
Oh, black soil.
Did you ever hear the word loam?
Huh?
Loam?
Yeah. Loam is used in two different ways. It's dark loam and a sandy loam.
I see. What kind do they have around here?
They don't have very much of either. They don't have much sand here. But not much black loam anymore. It used to be back here.
Yeah.
But it's getting pretty well worn down.
Well, we talked a while ago about a pasture. If you had a field or a pasture that you turned your cattle out into, and it was a sort of a low-lying grassland, what would you call that?
Swamp.
Well, not with water or anything on it. It was dry, but it was low-lying.
Valley.
A valley. You ever hear the word meadow?
That meadow is where we use the word meadow was for fields where we cut the hay off.
I see.
So pasture land is called pasture land.
So pasture was what you let the cattle or the horses
the
graze.
The cattle down the cutting of it.
And
where we cut the hay off, we call it a meadow.
Call that a meadow. I'm going to have to throw this out. I'll be back in just a second. Now, what'd you call it if it was low-lying land and covered up with water or damp so that you couldn't get into it to work? Did you ever use the word marsh?
Yeah, I use marsh in places.
Do you make any distinction between a marsh and a swamp?
Well, marsh is generally grows up with